You're with SBS Radio.
My name's Kirsten Halsia. I'm a Budimaya Yamaji woman from WA, as well as African American, as you can tell by my very strong American accent. So I grew up mainly in the US, where I lived because I was a military kid. And then I came back to Australia for university.
Yeah. Now, you're one of the ambassadors of This Girl Can, and This Girl Can movement was meant to have a major event next week, but it's been, cancelled because of what we're going through, the coronavirus. But we're not going to go into that today. Let's just tell us about yourself and becoming a fitness fanatic. Were you like that before? How did it come about?
Unfortunately, the events are postponed, but they said that we'll be rescheduling in a later date once everything, settles down a little bit. But there's tons that we can do at home and things like that. A lot of the other ambassadors are doing. But how I got involved in fitness, I hated fitness growing up. I was really lazy as a kid. I hated physical fitness when we had to do it in school. I would join clubs and societies and all that other stuff just to get out of sport. But I just think that as I grew older, I just knew that this was important just about my total health and well-being. So I tried, working out, dieting, all that fun stuff in my early 20s. And then I just realized I just wanted to challenge myself a little bit more. So probably 5 years. 5 years I've really taken it on a little bit more seriously. And each year I got a little bit more serious in what I would do and things like that.
Yeah, and what triggered a change for you to become? Did it come about instantly, or it was just a progressive thing? What triggered the change?
I guess it was just kind of gradual. So it was just something that I've always, I want to get skinnier, or I want to work out. And then I just realized as I got older, I did a little bit more research. I started a new job, and the job I wasn't working. It was more of an office job, and I just packed on a lot of weight, wasn't eating great food, and I just overall didn't feel good. So I just kind of had to put my foot down and say, what am I putting in my body? Like, how am I being active? So I used to drive into work, and I would actually drive a little bit further. So then I would have to walk about 20 minutes into the office every day. So just to kind of step that up. And then after that, I met a few women that I actually work out with, and one of them ran a marathon. The other two women actually lost a lot of weight, and they all did their masters in public health. So I was pretty inspired by them as well.
Yeah, and now you run every day with a group of Indigenous women. It's the 5 a.m. Mm-hmm. Sisters, as you call it.
Yes.
Well. How did you bring this group together, and tell us a little bit more about this group?
The 5 a.m. Sisters actually started because I went to a sports shop, and there wasn't a lot of plus size curvy clothes and things like that.
Yeah.
So we were just saying, we need to just show that real women work out as well. So we all got along together, and we just post, different inspirational things and stuff like that. But on our everyday average stuff, some of us go to the gym.
Yeah.
Some of us go to group fitness classes. Some of us run every single day. But no matter what, we all come together, I'm going to say about 3 times a week. And as a group that we all run together. And generally, it's really early in the morning.
5 a.m. A lot of people are still turning and tossing around in bed. And you're already up running. What distances do you put in when you do your runs? What kind of distance? Is it a long distance, just a jog around the block? Or, what kind of training do you...
I think it really varies. So during the week, we usually go around this place in our local neighborhood, and it's around the lake.
Yeah.
So probably about 3 to 5 K.
Yeah.
And then at the end, we do 3 or 5 Ks. That's during the week. And then we call it Sunday run day. And usually at Sunday Run Day, we do a lot. We do long distance then.
Yeah. Any competitive kind of running, or is just a friendly social kind of activity?
I'm going to say friendly from my end because I'm the slowest one in the bunch. Yeah, I'm the slowest one in the bunch, and I'm trying to catch up to them. But, I guess it's really friendly. And sometimes I'm looking at the other girls and I'm like, okay, I need to get, you know, keep up with this one or keep up with that one.
Yeah. Okay. And looking at the website of the event and actually also other websites, it's one of the models that is really paramount to your kind of activity is that it's not about the Beyoncé body or the image. Mm-hmm. It's more about the healthy side of it.
That's the message that I want to give out to a lot of young women.
Yeah.
Because I just feel like we're in this generation that everything is on social media and there's all these celebrities that look amazing and they show it off all the time. But a lot of people don't realize that they have a team behind them, So the average woman, I just really feel that we can't just look up to their beauty and standards, you know? So we just need to love ourselves and do what you can do.
And what impact did running have on you yourself? Because you give an advice to others, but tell us personally, how did this, what kind of change did it bring in your life?
It helped a lot with my mental health because I feel like I was always the type of person that's like, I can't run. My whole family, there's five of us in my actual family, and they were all like competitive runners at a time. Not like big time, but when they were growing up in school age, you know, they did athletics, like both of my parents and both of my brother and sister.
Yeah.
So it was just, this really pushed me to say that, okay, Kirsten, like you can do this.
Yeah.
I guess a lot of time I would make excuses like, oh, if I don't have my headphones, I can't run or I can't work out. But it makes me like think within a little bit more. I have a lot of positive thinking when I'm going running. I relieve stress.
But you know something?
And challenge myself.
Yeah, something that would have really disappointed your family, because you said you're from a military family, and fitness is something paramount to people in the military.
I think even though I wasn't like a super athlete in my family, I had a lot of other characteristics that I guess coming from a military family that my parents liked. So I was like a young leader,
So
I was involved in a lot of stuff. So I think that they saw, okay, these are what Kirsten's qualities are.
Yeah.
And she's really great at that. The good thing is, even though, like you said, I was a part of a military family, no matter what, my parents always, we were always going on bike rides, going on walks after dinner, going swimming. So we were really,
active, actually.
Even though we were active, I just wasn't in an activity by choice. Like, I wasn't in a sports activity.
Okay.
But we were really, we weren't allowed to just sit in front of the TV and that kind of stuff.
Yeah. Well, anyway, now that the event has been shelved and people are now stuck indoors, and what advice and what message would you give to people in the current situation?
I think the best advice is to just get out, even though we can't really get out, but get out and just walk around the block. Get some fresh air, because if you do have that cabin fever, I think you can get you stir crazy.
Yeah.
We're still going to try to go do runs with one another, but we're just going to have our physical distance, between, each other. There's plenty of at-home workouts. Even if you just go on YouTube, there's amazing people on there that you could do yoga, dance, all that other stuff. But I just would, no matter what, say try to be active for 30 minutes a day. It'll help you physically and mentally.
Want to hear more stories like this? Listen on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.